Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Amon here. I'm back again. How's your day going? Hopefully it's going well. Standing strong in the Lord. Forsaking everything in this world. Killing your flesh. Keeping your eyes focused on Christ. And our home to come. That's the blessed hope we have, is eternal life with the Lord if we truly are His. And in between that, we have to endure every day, don't we? So anyway, I thought I would bring you some encouragement. Last night, Brother Tupos did a teaching, and in it, he was talking about discernment. And it made me think about doing an audio for you using some scriptures on discernment and how to discern things in our lives and if we should be doing or not doing things. And these are just a few key scriptures that Brother Tupos and I used in the beginning of our walk. And it really cleaned up a lot of the worldly residue that we had when we were coming to Christ. Just because you're a new creation doesn't mean that you don't have a whole lot of flesh to kill, especially if you were extremely wicked and sinful. You have a lot of baggage that comes along with you that you have to sacrifice, like Romans 12 talks about. Our living sacrifice is killing all that. And it's a process and a work, but using the scriptures, we can do that. And I still use these scriptures today, and it helps eliminate anything, you know, like in the beginning, like I said, there was a whole lot, and it also continues to help get rid of anything that still lingers in the flesh, because as long as we're living in the flesh, we're going to have battles of the flesh. And so if we run everything through the Word, it doesn't take long to get much of our lives right and in alignment with the Word, which would be obedience, and then less and less of what was wrong or sinful and against the things of God. They become less, and greater is He that's in me than he that is in the world. We must decrease that He may increase, and these will help us do that. So if you're new in the faith and you're learning how to discern this life, what you should do, think, say, where you should go, who you should associate with, these will help you out a lot in there. I mean, the whole of God's Word will help you, but maybe this will just help refine a few things down for you. So the first one that we really appreciated and used a lot, Philippians 4:8. This is a common one. You see this on a lot of, picture frames and all this. Of course, a lot of the people who are having those are not necessarily following that, but it's a beautiful passage. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. So, we'll look at the key words. True, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report, virtue, praise. So, anything that you want to think about, do, say, practice, whatever it is, run it through there. And if it even misses one of those, you want to cast it out. So I'll just share a few obvious things that fall short right away and definitely do not make it through that filter. Those would be things like Christmas and Easter and pagan worldly holidays and man-made religion, which would be what I'm talking about is denominational, non-denominational churches, as well as all those in between. You know, all the Sunday, Saturday goers that meet in a building, haven't found one that's biblical yet. And it's all over our website. Everything I'm saying here is taught in depth. And so you can go there and see. Other things like entertainment would be like TV, radio, and a lot of things on the internet you have to discern. And sports, politics, worldly books. Those are just a few examples that absolutely do not make it through the Philippians 4:8. There's a whole lot more. I'm just sharing a few things with you. So what if something makes it through that scripture test? It'd be a good thing to refine it some more and run it through another filter. I mean, there's a whole bunch we could do. I'm just picking a few here. Ready? Here's another one. Colossians 3:23. So say there's an activity or something that you're thinking about. You run it through Philippians 4:8 and you go, okay, I think it makes it through there. Well, how about this one? Whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. And so I thought maybe we'd do like an example. And this one would be like learning how to cook. That can make it through Philippians 4 because it's a good thing. Cooking is a good thing for godly women to do. as long as we're not cooking things like birthday cakes or Christmas cookies or things that support pagan activities. But you get what I'm saying. Cooking is good. We should be doing that for our households, taking care of people in it. And maybe you don't have somebody to teach you how to cook, so you go online to learn. And that activity, going online to learn how to cook, can also run through the Philippians 4:8 test, if you're careful how you do it. Now we'll run it through the Colossians 3 test. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. So cooking can run through that. But here's something to be aware of. Refine it even more. Do it heartily unto the Lord. So say you're going to learn how to do it. Doesn't take you very long. You learn how to bake some bread and make simple foods. That's awesome. But what about if you spend hours and hours learning something when it really could have been a shorter period of time, and now it becomes a time waster and could be bordering on entertainment, right? So is that doing things heartily unto the Lord, or is it doing it heartily unto the flesh? Something to ponder. And what about cleaning? It's another thing us godly women should be doing, taking care of our houses. It's a good and pure and true thing to do, right? But what if it becomes excessive to the point of taking up a lot of our time? Now, I know about this because I used to be overly obsessive in cleaning long ago, before I was even in Christ. So I know about that part too. And what if our focus is more about perfection, more about keeping it clean, more about the looks of everything and having it spotless? And so you say, well, cleaning can make it through all, you know, the Philippians 4:8 test, and it can make it through the Colossians 3 test. Maybe even if it was excessive, you know, in your mind, you're thinking, yeah, I can make it through. But what about this? Here's another one to help us in our flesh refine things even more. Luke 10, 40 through 42. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she should help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. So, going back to it, just cleaning makes it through all that, right? It's a good thing to do. But what about excessive, over the top, perfectionism? So even if you could possibly justify all of them, what about Luke 10? Ponder that. Are you cumbering about? I did a verse by verse on that, how Martha pretty much built that all up herself. She sets her own standards. She's doing it to herself. Are we doing that to ourselves if we're excessive? So just something for you to ponder and test for yourself. And I thought what we would do is run one more filter. And that would be, if we have something that we're looking at doing, and we run it through all of those, even the Mary Martha one, we got to that. How about this one? Ephesians 5:16. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. And I'll be honest with you, that one can wipe out a lot of activities, right? If we're honest with ourselves, which we want to be, because we want to glorify the Lord. And so, anyway, we can use a lot of God's word as our filter. There's a whole bunch of different verses out there you can use. These are just a few that I like to use because it really helps narrow things down, simple to remember. And I just want to say, all of this is only for those who are true born-again followers of Christ through the gospel. So go to our gospel page and test yourself, see if you're truly of the faith. And even as Paul said, that we're to examine ourselves, those of us claiming Christ, lest we be a reprobate. And I don't want that for any of you. And so I'm going to leave us with, hold on, 1 Thessalonians 5, 21 through 23. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So hopefully that was edifying and helpful to you. And you know what? It's also a good reminder to those of us who maybe have walked the walk in this faith for many years. Like I said, we still have our flesh. We got to keep testing ourselves all the time in many, many different areas. This is just one to help you out. So anyway, strive on, sister saints, and if you're a seeker, repent before it's too late. I love you all. May God be praised.